Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host, Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Shouts to early chit chatters, Goofy Bone and MILFtastic. Goofy, I can't wait for the playoffs to start. I know they don't start for another couple days. What, Sunday, I think, is the first game? May Day, May 1st. The day that your people celebrate, Goofy. That's right, May 1st, May Day. The Sharks will be taking on the Detroit Red Wings. This is actually an inter-roommate rivalry for me. 50 Rubles, who is one of my cohorts, he's from Detroit. I am from San Jose. And together we will have a clash of the titans, if you will. And Goofy, I'm really excited. I want you to be with me here every night when the Sharks have a game to do some in-depth analysis and do post-game wrap-up, because my show basically starts usually when the game's over, unless it goes into overtime. Usually the game's done by the time I go on. So we'll do the wrap-up on my show if you're down. I made the rounds today. I'm a BTR slut. I hung out with Tony Venuti, the ex-conservative. He's kind of like Ghost in many ways. Tony is he's an ex-conservative. Because, you know, Ghost used to be the true conservative. And then he gave up on the conservative movement. Tony did the same thing. His show is called The Ex-Conservative. And I hung out with Tony today towards the end of his program. Good guy, fellow Italian-American, such as myself. And yeah, it was really fun to hang out with him today on his show. And then where else did I? Oh, I hung out with Ghost today, of course. And I made one more appearance. Oh, I just got the shouts to Debbie Daly. I just hung out with Debbie Daly for a while there for the first hour of her show. 2 hours of her show, almost. And I also made an appearance on EJ and the Bear's show. First time I've ever heard EJ and the Bear before. I've seen the name around, but never really listened to them. And I know Ken Moore used to hang out with those guys a lot. And they're funny. They're funny guys. And they have, but I was really curious to listen to them because they had this filmmaker on who did a documentary about libertarianism, specifically the Free State Project. You guys aren't familiar. The Free State Project is this. It's this program that these kids started up in New Hampshire. A band of liberty-minded individuals, sovereign individuals, if you will, decided that they chose New Hampshire to be their pet project. They decided if they could get 20,000 liberty activists to move to New Hampshire, that they could get freedom in their lifetime. Essentially, what these kids are planning on doing is taking over New Hampshire and seceding from the Union right in front of everybody's eyes. It's really amazing. And if you're curious about it, there's a talk show, one of my favorite talk shows. It's called Free Talk Live. And if you go to freetalklive.com, you'll get a lot more insight into that. But anyways, EJ and the Bear had this chick on who did a documentary about the Free State Project. Really, really hot, attractive, an intellectual, funny, witty young lady who hung out with these guys in her car under a overpass for like 2 hours. And I called in at the tail end and flirted with her a little bit, I think. I hope so. I'm going to try to get her on my show. She seemed like she was down to come on this show, so... her name is, I forgot her name. Let me find her name. I don't know. Oh, here we go. Christina Heller. And the name of her film is Libertopia. So, hopefully I'll get her on my show sometime soon. I also have some folks lined up for next week. I'm going to do a program with the filmmakers behind the film. It's called Silver Circle. It's an animated film that deals with monetary issues, monetary policy issues, but in a fictional post-apocalyptic thriller sort of deal. Anyway, they're going to come on the show with me. I met them at WonderCon. They're really cool. I actually met a lot of people at WonderCon that I'm trying to line up for interviews, and I have my first repeat guest sometime in the near future as well. Those guys that came through from Help I'm Alive, at some point I hope to get them back on the show and give them get a little wrap up from them. I still haven't even uploaded the video that I shot at WonderCon. Oh, so awesome. I could do a whole show just on a WonderCon wrap up, but whatever. So yeah, it is what it is. I'm Vincent the Bay. I've been making the rounds on Blog Talk, if you haven't noticed. All right, I just got something from Ken Moore. What the fuck is this? All right, I hate it when people send me videos, and I hate sending videos during the show because I don't watch them till after. But thanks, Ken. I'll watch that later. All right, shouts to the chat room, Goofy Bone, Ken Moore, Melissa Hopkins, MILFtastic, and the Tech Pato. Love you all. Thank you for joining me. So, yeah, I made the rounds on BTR the last couple of days. And last night after my show, I did an impromptu little visit over to Granny Tranny. And this is her. Here's a little taste of what it sounded like. Me, last night, hanging out with Granny Tranny, a good friend of the program, right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how you be, Vince? How you doing?
Hey, ladies, it's Vince LeBay. How you doing?
So sexy.
Hey, there's plenty of me to go around, sister. So take a number. It's all good.
You ain't gonna steal from me, are you, Vince?
I'm sorry, Granny. What'd you say? I'm still back basking in your sexiness. What was that?
I say you ain't gonna steal from me, are you, Vince?
Oh, I don't know what you said, but it doesn't matter. I love you too, baby.
Well, I was saying you ain't gonna steal from me. The only thing I want you to steal from me is my puss.
I'm definitely gonna. Yeah, I'll definitely work on your puss. No problem. Well, we can take it. You want to take care of that now on air? Oh, do you want to do this now on air, ladies? We can do this right now for sure.
Yeah. Well, you have a tree. And my uncle Dean get the party started with you.
Yes, we will have a menage a trio. You're right.
I just got one question. Do you prefer to be on the top, or do you prefer to be on the bottom?
I like to be on the bottom. I like to have the lady in charge. I like to have... when I'm watching porn, I like reverse cowgirl, but I like regular cowgirl when I'm the participant, so I can see the boobies dangling in front of my face. Yeah, that's my favorite position.
Oh, so you like boobies, because
you breastfed. Who ain't made me chow?
Who wasn't?
Oh, well, I don't like titties. I'm sorry. I was never breastfed.
Oh, what? Wait, I lost what y'all was talking about, but go ahead.
Hey, Granny Tranny, are you smoking on some of the goody good tonight like I am?
Look, Vince, I had to smoke on something tonight. You know, I stopped at Lucky's before I came home to get me a bottle of wine. And I went through the self-checkout, and I was telling them, you know, we green out here in Cali. So I had my own bag with me. And, you know, I must have walked off and forgot to grab my change, which was $88. And there was a man right behind me. But when I realized I had to realize I left my change when I was at the front door, so I turned around and come back. Well, by that time, the man had them bagged up his shit and he was gone. And after they reviewed the tape, you know, the man was gone.
Wow. That's unreal.
I won't be using self-checkout no more. And the next man gonna pay for what the last man did.
You know what? I'm not a big fan of self-checkout either, but I am a big fan of self-pleasure.
You down with that sexual gratification, that self-gratification?
Yes. The answer is yes. I am down with that. Yes, very much so.
Well, you know, sometimes I be looking at myself. Some days I look at myself in the mirror, and even with me being 72, I still want to touch myself.
Hey, I don't want to hear about it. It's not true. Pixar, it didn't happen.
Now, Grandma. Ooh, Jesus, shit. This is some good shit. But anyway,
yeah.
We ain't got number 3 minutes left. And
all right, so who's going to go down on me first? Wait, who's going to go down on me first?
I reckon Grandma Hooker Jean.
She's got a... All right, so Hooker G, you're going to have to eject the dentures now, and we're going to have to go at this here. It's going to have to be a quickie, I guess.
you're going to have to take Granny Tranny first. Granny Tranny's going to have to go first because she got no gag reflex.
Well, let me drink some more of this juice.
Whatever it's got to be. However it's got to be. Let's just do this.
What up, Philly Negro?
I don't know. Winning? Anyone?
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva y invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo.
Hit it.
El hombre.
Okay, party people in the house.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Some fruity ass little fruit bowl named Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
The Gay Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Yahoo.
Hell no, boy. Vince in the Bay, boy.
Vince is a slum troll.
That's right.
Cactus. We're on the network.
Fuck you, Vince!
Penis, 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 penis.
Sense, sense, sense.
Thank you, very nice.
Losers winning. Bye-bye.
I don't get down like that.
Yeah, but I mean.
Oh, my God.
Weird, weird, weird. Weird, weird, weird. The dude. Where's one on?
I'm a troll. For one.
Run away! Run away! Run away! Run away!
Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay. Hey, it's Vince. I'm back. Lines are open. Join me. It's open lines. It's Tuesday. No, it's not. It's Thursday. And Vince in the Bay Times is out. Just like I'm out, the Vince in the Bay and Times is out. And you can check it out at paper.li/Vince in the Bay. Not any headlines that are really grabbing me right now. Another dead ringling elephant. Is that a PETA, from PETA.org of all places? Imagine that. Ringling Brothers and Barnum and the blob and blobity blob doesn't always let the public know when an elephant dies. As is in the case of this 11-day-old Bertha, who was born and died with no recognition. Except, of course, the one that PETA is giving it right now. But in a news release issued this week, the circus announced that an elephant named Lutzi, who spent 56 years of her 61-year life with the circus, was euthanized after her health had deteriorated. So, is that... I don't know. This is not exactly that shocking. And, of course, they use it as an excuse to show us, like, some old undercover sting videos. Old, outdated undercover sting videos. But, all right, there you go. So, those of you out there in the audience that like to put RIP pages up in honor of folks, how about doing it in honor of an elephant? And support the folks at PETA. Help the animals. There you go. The pedophiles. Get it? The pedophiles. Oh, yes. I love it. All right. We got a caller here. Block number. You're on the air. What's up?
What's up, baby? You got some dick.
Oh, that's nice. I like it. I enjoy the dick. Thanks, Dick. Appreciate you. Do you like that little pun I had there? The pedophiles? Do you like that blog that they have?
Oh, yeah, I'm not really a big fan of circuses.
The pedophiles, though. Don't you like that name, though? Come on. The pedophiles.
The pedophiles?
That's the name of their blog. Like that's the name of their blog. They have the most over-the-top names for things. And some of them, I don't know if they're actually trying to be as ironic as they are. Like, I'm still on their mailing list because when I used to work for them, I got all into them. And I got, you know, they got all my info, so they still get their newsletter and all this crap sent to me. But I got to find this email because I couldn't make this up. This is like, it's like they're trolling themselves almost. Let me find it here. I usually
a little over the top at times, but they do a lot of good.
Let's see. God damn, they send me shit all the time. Oh. Oh, no, that's not it.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, here we go. Here it is. This one's entitled, "The Seal Slaughter Starts in a Few Weeks. Please Help." Sounds to me like they're looking for people to help them go club some seals.
What, PETA is?
Well, just the way it's worded. Just listen to the way this is worded.
Oh, okay. I got you.
"The Seal Slaughter Starts in a Few Weeks. Please Help." In just
crazy,
a few
man.
Short weeks, the killing of thousands of baby seals will begin on Canada's ice. This horrific annual spectacle, the world's largest commercial slaughter of marine mammals, will continue unless most people like you speak out and take action to stop it.
Well, what happens if we go up there and just fucking start clubbing the clubbers?
When I used to work let's just say I've seen my fair share of clubbed seal footage.
Yeah, me too. I see gore of all types.
Oh, you know what? I found one of their Facebook pages, and they said they had a page with like a little banner that said a picture that said, what was the caption? Oh, don't bully the seals. I was like, well, bullying is not the problem. It's the clubbing of the seals that's the problem.
Oh, man. Yeah, man, what that elephant, that elephant shit makes me so pissed. Like, I hate that. Like,
you know
really
what,
do,
half
like,
that shit, half that shit, though, is old school footage. Like, they still pack those things in like sardines into these little trains that they take them around the country in for the circus, which is kind of depressing to watch them take those animals up and down the ramp onto those little cargo cars that those animals are stored in, like they're fucking like hardware.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm not a moral vegan, but I mean, you know, if you're gonna. And I'm not vegetarian either, but I'm not vegan. I'm not anything like that. But, I mean, a lot of these, animals, they're just, people are beating the fuck out of them and treating them holes until they're, you know, used for a commercial good, I mean, or food. I mean, and, like, I personally don't think anybody should be going to the circus with the way that they treat those animals when they're training them and shit like that, especially the elephants. They beat the fuck out of those elephants, and I've seen a lot of pictures from it and stuff. It's pretty sad. It's fucked up, man. I mean, I'd rather see, you know, I mean, to be honest, like, I'd rather see, you know, like, footage of, you know, people in sweatshops just being beat the fuck out of, and that doesn't bother me, like, to be honest, but I don't like animals being fucked up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of weird. That's sort of like the twisted, fucked up thinking that goes on at PETA. You might actually fit in there with them. Because their logic, most of these kids, they're mostly chicks that work there too, and they're all fucking hot. Oh my god, what's that? Well, half of them are lesbos. Half of them are really just hot chicks that want a bone, but you got to be all like down with the cause,
vegan.
And drinking the Kool-Aid and shit. Yeah, it's disgusting actually, but. But where was I going with that? Fuck, man. I have boners for so many chicks that work there. I don't want to get too far into it, but...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
No,
I mean,
the mentality,
I don't think I can hack it.
I was trying to get back to the mentality of these folks. They basically value the fetus of a chicken more than they do of a human being.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I definitely see it that way.
Like, they will curse you to hell for having an omelet, but they won't think twice about aborting their own kid just because it doesn't fit in with their activist lifestyle.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, abortion doesn't really bother me. I mean, do what you do, but I don't like animal shit. I don't like it. Basically, the like, you know, people fucking beating, I don't know, just beating the fuck out of animals. I mean, they don't know any better. I mean, they're just, I don't know, I just don't like it. I don't really know how to explain it, to be honest with that.
Mm-hmm. No, there's nothing to explain. It is what it is.
It makes me pissed. Like, it makes me pissed. If I saw somebody beating their dog, I would probably kick them in the teeth.
And then what'd you do? Then after you kicked the dog in the teeth, what would you do to the owner?
No, that's what I'm saying. I mean, if I saw somebody beating their dog,
you'd kick the owner in the teeth. Oh, you would attack the owner, not the dog. My bad.
Yeah, definitely. I'm always looking for a way to have like that. I call it a free fight. Basically, if there's any situation where I can fight somebody generally and it's not going to get me arrested, or if they somehow can get looked at as starting it, I'll take it.
I think that's why most people join the military. They're looking for excuses to just fuck shit up, you know what I mean? And I hear you, man. And there is a time and place for that, for sure. There's people that have it coming and want it and ask for it. That's the beauty of it. All you have to do, really, all you have to do is walk out your door on any Friday or Saturday night last call at the bars and just hang out outside and whistle at some girls and flirt with some girls, and you're guaranteed to get somebody some meathead, some drunk off his keister, ex-frat boy meathead that will want to start some shit with you, guaranteed.
Oh, man, frat guys pissed me off so bad. Like, I'd say one of the funniest things I did to frat guys, like this bar, we have this place down here in the Phoenix area, Tempe, called Mill Avenue, and we stand outside the bars there, and there's certain bars that, you know, attract the frat guys, and they'll stand out in the line. We drove by with me and a few people. We drove by, and I had a Super Soaker, and I filled it up with, like, 15 different types of fucking colognes and just nasty perfume. And I just sprayed the shit out of everybody in the line who was, like, there to pick up hoes, and it just ruined their night. It was, like, a Saturday night, too.
Damn, that's what's up. I like your style, Dick. Hey, if you guys are just joining me now, I'm here live for the next hour and a half. It's open lines. I have Dick Burns with me right now. We're kicking it freestyle off the top of Le Dome. And I have Ken Moore waiting in the wings. I'm going to bring him on in a second. But before I do that, I'm going to take a quick break, and we're going to rock out to some Flogging Molly. If you want to join me, 347-826-7667 is the number. Be right back.
And the light of a fading star is what you wear, is what you are. Like the glow that christens the moon, you shine too soon, you shine too soon. But if they're
disorderly conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Hey, it's Vince back with you. The shit is on right now. You're live with Vince. We got Dick, and that's as in Dick Burns, and also now joined by Ken Moore. What's up, Ken? What's on your mind tonight, bro?
I was just wondering if Dick protecting and stuff like that. He was talking about animal rights.
First of all, before we get to your question, you're Patriot Gregging. So let's try that again.
Nah, I'll just hang up.
No, go ahead. Do it again. No, say it again, dude. You broke up. Say it again. I'm sure it was good. I just want to hear it.
I was just wondering if Mr. Burns owns any clothing.
Yeah, definitely. I'm a T-shirt and jeans guy, though, unless I'm in the gym.
Okay. What about those poor bunny rabbits in the field mice that die for your clothing when it's all harvested? The cotton.
No, I mean... I know that like, animals got to die.
Aren't valuable?
I know they have to die to, you know, do some of the things that I do, you know, like clothing and, you know, clothing or, you know, food. I mean, I'm not saying I don't eat meat or anything like that. I'm not vegan. I'm not a
so are you
like
against,
that. I mean,
so are you against molecules? So what do you breathe then?
I'm just against people beating the hell out of animals for the time that they're alive. I mean,
but wouldn't you agree that the... field mice and rabbits were alive until the combine tragically took their life away from them just so you could have a pair of jeans and a t-shirt?
Have you ever fisted a squirrel?
No, but you have.
I don't believe
I know, I have. It's an amazing feeling. Trust me, you want to do it sometime. You don't want the squirrel to fist you. You just want to fist the squirrel. It's great.
I mean, I'm not, like, it's really weird. Like, I'm going to have a different opinion on every species of, they'd have to break it down, to be honest. But, like, I mean, you know, I don't really care if mice are tested on. I don't care if they're beat up, fucked up. I mean, I don't really care about that.
Kidoki. All right, let's take another call here. I have somebody with their hand up here. It looks like a Skype caller. The hand up is T-U, Tamunga. Tamunga, you're on the air. What's up?
How about you?
Oh, boy. If it isn't Ol Rooter. Welcome to the show, Ol Rooter. It's been a while, bro. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good, Chet. I'm getting drunk. I've been drinking. Hold on there. How you doing tonight there, sir?
I'm doing fantastical, Ol Rooter. It's always a pleasure to have you on, and I'm sure this is going to be no exception. I assume you have your guitar strapped on while you're swigging on that.
Not at all. I got one guitar, but it's out in the living room, and that's the computer that's hooked up to the 50-inch plasma. And I'm in my bedroom right now with my ambient druggy wife. She's crashed out, and I got this old cheap set of Logitech headphones on. Because if I was out in the living room, I'd sound as hot as you and old Ken there.
Well, honestly, Ol Rooter, you sound clear as day. You sound fantastic to me. I don't have any complaints on this end. I just wanted to hear you, shred some guitar licks. That's what I miss about one of the things I miss about having you on the show.
Well, it's all in the living room, and I want to apologize. You know, oh shit, I can't even figure out. Wait, yes, sir.
Yeah, no. So Ol Rooter. What's going on with you and Deb Daly? What's the deal there? There seems to be some animosity. She wouldn't let you on the program. Do you want to talk about that?
I don't. Melissa thinks I'm fake.
Melissa's fake. So that doesn't mean anything. So that's a fake accusation of being a fake person by a fake individual. So I would
Melissa.
Just ignore it.
Melissa's pretty. No, there's nothing going on there. Hell, I just spent the last half hour on her show.
Oh, you did? I missed that.
No, you were doing this one. I think maybe she knew I was coming over here and so felt bad and then Actually, let me call back and pick up the phone.
Wait, are we connected to the show right now? Did you just pipe her into the show, you asshole?
No, I don't do shit like that. I don't play this.
You underhanded
internet.
Bastard.
I don't play internet crap.
I know you don't, because you're a fucking drunk fool. Hey, you're
right.
On with Dick Burns. You're on with Dick Burns, by the way. He would, you know, Dick, you would like Old Rooter, because you're actually in the process of witnessing Old Rooter getting owned on the air right now. He's so fucking shit-faced. I can't believe it.
Oh, yeah. Own me. My shithole's still dry. Hello?
Yeah. Just like, what are you drinking? What's up?
Not much there, Dick Burns. How you doing?
Oh, my Dick Burns, but other than that, I feel pretty good, baby.
Hey, you know you're doing it good when you wake up the next morning and your Peter's melting.
It looks like melting ice cream.
I know. It like you took like a Klondike bar and left it in a bag and it stuck it out in the sun for 3 hours. Then pull it back in there, throw it in the freezer for another hour, then pull it out and open it up and see what the fuck you got.
There's a brown crust you have to peel off like a Klondike bar before you get to the white center.
Yeah, if you shake it up a little bit, it gets all swirly like some kind of half breed nut, you know.
Hey, Old Rooter, since I last talked to you, I came across a video of you with Steve Ogle. You were videotaping him doing a little drum solo. So
yeah.
you guys jam out a lot? What's up? You guys got a band? What's the deal?
No, I used to play in a band back in the day, but I ain't been in a band in about like 8 years. But Steve Ogle. Yeah, anybody can think anything they want about him.
But no, people think a lot of things about him.
I know, but he's the only internet person that showed up and I actually met.
He seems like that kind of guy where you'd set up an internet meetup and there'd be like 50 people in the thread and it'd just be the person that made the thread and him.
Yeah. That fucker showed up. We had a good old time.
And 9 times out of 10, he's the guy that made the thread.
Yeah, if you saw that video, if you look at another one where I'm like drunk off my ass and me and this brown-headed girl are drinking whiskey, and if you listen to the music in the background, that's Stephen Ogle singing Kentucky Rain by Elvis Presley. Old Kentucky Rain.
Wow, that's impressive.
I'm telling you,
where did he go to? Like, hang on, I got fighting pit bulls in the back. But where did he go to meet up for this internet hang session?
Well, I went to that's my pizza shop. He come down where he was playing the drums. That was my pizza shop, and he played some drums there. We jammed out, and you could hear Debbie Daly in the background. We're actually doing like an internet show there, and she called in. And then,
I know he's in Mesa, Arizona now. I mean, are you in Arizona too?
No, he came down to Plainfield, Indiana.
Jesus Christ, trip too for that internet hang session. Got enough ogles.
What? Hey, I love the guy. I think I just saw a shooting star out my bedroom window. Ain't this a motherfucker? I'm gonna make a wish. I wish Melissa would send me some booby pictures to drinking69@hotmail.com.
I saw her pictures too. She looks pretty okay for an older gal, but I think
older.
Those pictures are old. I'm going to need a timestamp.
I don't need a timestamp. Hey, I'm 85 years old. I'll be 86 next Friday. And she looks pretty hot for a 62-year-old.
She's 62?
I thought she was like 70. My bad.
What? I know. Yeah. Some people would think that.
Those pictures.
She looks young for 70. I mean, she looks, well, yeah, she looks,
she
well, I guess
she
looks
62.
About her age. She looks about her age, I guess. Yeah, I was going to say she looks, yeah, my bad.
Take me direct. Hold on. Man, that whiskey's getting to me. Hold on there. I'm chasing whiskey with port wine. What the fuck am I doing? I got to work in the morning. Shit.
That's a recipe for throwing up.
I know.
Hey, Reuter.
Yes, sir.
I'm supposed to come in and order a pizza. It's supposed to be named Debbie Daly.
Why, heck, what do you want on it?
Well, she told me to go, and I'm supposed to ask for, I think it was a Hawaiian pizza, and he was going to name it Debbie Daly for her.
Well, she never told me that, but I'll give you one. I'll call it Debbie Daly. I'll write that on the receipt.
You could get a, if you want a Debbie Daly sauce, or if you want a Debbie Daly special pizza, you gotta make sure that the sauce tastes like shit. It's got to be extra large, and it's also got to have some Australian fidget in it. So that's the Debbie Daly special.
Oh, that's mean. Like she was mean to me earlier tonight.
No, Debbie Daly mean? You're kidding me.
Yeah, I don't know. I told her I was sitting here crying my ass off. Hurt my heart. I don't think you took up enough for me, Vince. But I think in my head you didn't take up enough for me, but I think in her head you did, and she actually Skyped me and said, "Hey, call me. I didn't mean what I said, you know." And I take it like a woman. Women tell me all kinds of shit just because they like my big Peter.
Damn, Melissa Hopkins is staying up for the royal wedding. Is that happening this morning?
Guy?
Is that what's up?
I don't know, but I think I've got a royal pounding coming here in a little bit.
Yeah, I believe it. So Melissa Hopkins, you're into all that crap. I listened to the Ghost program today, and he told me that the royal family technically does not have any of the actual royal bloodline in it. It's all a facade now. It's not even like real.
Oh, that kid's got the nose and the head. It's there. He looks dead like his great 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 grand granduncle's fucking butler.
Are you calling Ghost a liar?
Who the fuck's Ghost? Only time I know about Ghost. Somebody thought I was Ghost.
You guys, what part of the country are you from, old Reuter? You from Texas originally?
Nah, I'm a fucking Hoosier.
Really? Indiana? The whole thing?
Yeah.
Born and bred?
Born, bred, and fucked in the ass by my priest.
You got that Claremont, Tucky accent.
I'm pretty close. There's a bar down at Claremont I really love.
Or are you from Mars Hill?
If Mars Hill, I'm afraid to go to Mars Hill. I think they'd look at me and want to rape me.
So you're a string tenor.
Yeah, I don't mind a little butt sex, but yeah, you gotta like make me want it.
Oh, so that's like, it's kind of like the Castro here. We have the Castro.
No.
Mars Hill
is Deliverance.
Deliverance with houses.
Well, I wouldn't call them houses. A lot of them still got dirt floors.
Well, yeah, I went down to I don't know if it's still there or not, but right off of 465, just west of it, there used to be an old, like a convenience store. And back when I was pimping, I dropped some girls off down there, and I come back there because I was hungry, and I walked in there. And I'm looking in their little deli section, you know, where they had the prepackaged sandwiches and all that shit. And they got, like, ham and cheese subs and all this bullshit. And they had, like, chicken salad, egg salad, ham salad sandwiches. And one of them said, meat sandwich. I'm looking at it and going, meat? What the fuck is meat? You know, is it like pig meat or cow meat or chicken meat? What do you got here? It just said meat. So I bought it and ate it. Tasted like spam.
So you like you some meat, huh?
Oh, yeah. I'll choke it down like a hooker choking on a bobo. this? Am I killing this show or what? What's Melissa calling in? That's the only reason I'm over here.
You think she'll call in?
Yeah, I think
Melissa.
Melissa,
you got four bachelors. Four bachelors on the line here from Melissa, all waiting for you to call in. We want to do a tag team on you. I guess it's more than a tag team at this point. It's a train, I suppose. And hey, Ole Reuter, I'm curious. What kind of music do you like? What are you into?
I listen to everything. There was a point in my life back when I hit about 29 that I got tired of trying to rope myself into a genre, and I listen to stuff that sounds like appealing to my ear. You know, and so I don't give a shit what it is. You know, and if you tell me, so are you a hip hop? Do you like all this other shit? Do you know? And I got country rock, fucking snake metal, fucking canned wolf pussy, fucking pound hip hop. I don't care. I just listen to stuff that I think sounds good. So, you know, hey, you play anything, and if I like it, I like it, and if I don't, I fucking wait
right.
Till the next one.
Well, I'm
going
to play this. You ever listen to Gogo Bordello?
Never heard of them.
All right, here they are. This is a classic track from them. This is Gogo Bordello and Sally right here on Disorderly Conduct. I'm Vince in the Bay. I'll be right back.
Sally was a 15-year-old girl from Nebraska. Gypsies were passing through her little town. They dropped something on the road. She picked it up. And cultural revolution right away began. Oh no! Cult revolution just began. Oh no! Cult revolution just began. That I was schizophrenic. And it is they always were afraid. So I wrote you no prodal. I'm a brother, I'm a brother, маленький медведик. Сел на велосипеде и все нахуй проебал.
And I was listening to a Russian broadcast on the AM.
No, that was that came out in 2003 or something, 2005 maybe.
Oh, shit. Ott what? You got to say Ott.
Ott? Is that how you do it?
Yeah, Ott 3. A-U-G-H-T.
Okay.
That's what all the zeros are supposed to be. Like a 30-06, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I think...
There you go. How about you?
Doesn't Tom Waits have a song... 16 shells from a 30-06 or something around.
Hell, I don't know. You can get 30 of those things in an
30-16.
Huh?
Yeah, 30-06.
Let
me see. Tom, I got to Google it. It's going to bug me. Waits, 16 shells from a 30-06. 16 shells from a 30-06. That's what it is. Bingo. It's a good song. You're right. It's a great Tom Waits song. I got to download that and play that for the night's over. It's a great one.
Well, take me another drink. Hold on there.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Go for it, bro.
Hey, did that Melissa chick call in yet?
No, I'm still waiting on her, bro. Still waiting on her.
Hold on. She asked me if I was a fake. Come on.
Oh, she wouldn't know a fake if it bit her in the ass.
Bring on the hot senior citizens.
Hold on. Let me. I got.
He's
like
in
a
the queue, Vince.
I've got a 64-year-old laying in the living room with nothing on but like a smile.
A vertical smile?
Well, no, it's a dude.
Oh. Wow. Yeah, that's a fucking great song. I love that song. So awesome. I'm going to download this real quick. So Melissa, I guess, is debating whether she wants to come on or not.
Tell her not to be a pussy.
Yeah. There you go. That should be encouragement.
I asked her if she had the balls to call in.
I bet she does.
She's on the air. I think she's here. She's just waiting to press one.
I bet that
left.
Yeah,
I asked her if she had the balls to call in. She said she has huge balls and a saggy nutsack.
I started to say, I think that left side's like hanging a little lower than the right, and I think if it gets a little too close to her sphincter, she might asphyxiate. Hold on, I'm going to take another drink. Hold on, Eric.
Yeah, go for it, dude. Take your time. Yeah, if you folks want to join this cavalcade of mediocrity called Disorderly Conduct, it's Thursday. And I'm Vince in the Bay. Shouts to the chat room. Alcoholic Donald Weber, Goofy Bone, Ken Moore, Melissa Hopkins, Ol Reuter, the Tech Pato, and Troy Shadow. If you're joining us just now, I've got quite a lineup here of gentlemen callers awaiting the goddess, Miss Melissa Hopkins, to grace us here on the program. Everybody's sort of foaming at the mouth here. We've got Dick Burns, Ken Moore, and Ol Reuter. And they're all moist with anticipation that perhaps Melissa will grace us with her presence here on air.
I want a neat name like Dick Burns.
You got to earn it, baby.
How about you can call me like Skid Marks?
You could do that.
Or painful rectal itch.
Anal seepage.
That works.
There we go. Anal abscess.
If you got a name like mine, when you hand someone your ID and they check it, you got to start grabbing your crotch.
All right. Well, I ain't got nothing to grab down there. My shit looks like I jumped in a 45-degree river on New Year's Eve.
All right, shut up, Ol Reuter. Shut up for a second, all right?
Okay.
I got something for you. Ready? Here it is. Get your boners ready, gentlemen. We're now joined by the goddess herself, Melissa Hopkins. Welcome, Melissa.
You guys are so freaking gross.
We love you too, Melissa.
Thank you.
Skid marks. Good grief. You don't have anything better to talk about, Vince?
What's on your mind tonight, Melissa? Let's talk about what you want to talk about.
Well, on my show today, we talked about whether people thought about the debt ceiling or not. What do you think about that, Vince?
I think it's a joke. I think it's a pile of horseshit. I think we shouldn't be paying these people to be our public servants. They're not serving us anything but crap sandwiches on a platter made of fake tinsel or whatever. And I think they should take it all their little bills and all their little committees and everything and roll it up into a big joint and smoke it. And like a big fat blunt.
They should forfeit all their salaries.
I'm not done yet. Okay. All right, Jesus.
I think if you put some, I put think some these people tennis,
are
a pu-
oh. Wait, hang on, I'm not done yet, dude. These people are myself. Public servants. There are no. Don't mute yourself. I'll just be quiet for a second. I think these people are public servants. They shouldn't receive a salary. They shouldn't receive a pension. They shouldn't receive a medical health care package. None of that. They should do a couple of terms and get the hell out. And it's public service. I understand that they get plenty of perks just being in the position they're in. They don't need those salaries. In fact, I don't even know that we need representatives anymore to begin with. I mean, that whole representative system was established at a time when there was no internet. You couldn't communicate with people instantaneously around the globe when all this mumbo jumbo was created. We're in a new age now. Who's to say we can't have a true direct democracy or true direct representative republic, whatever label you want to put on it? Who says we can't do that without elective representatives now? I mean, why can't we all just, you know, if somebody has, some sort of thing they want to bring up, some bill they want to bring up, they can bring it up. And why can't we all collectively just vote on it instead of having representatives there to do it? This was developed at a time when there wasn't even a telegraph, I don't think. I mean, correct me if my history is wrong, but when the whole House of Representatives and all that crap was created, it was taxation without representation. It was the fact that, hey, I was out here in San Francisco, I couldn't be 3,000 miles away to hear what people want to, you know, what these new taxes that people want to institute. So I need to send Dick Burns to be my elected representative to go to D.C. and fucking do some wheeling and dealing. But that was back in the day when you know, the only way I could deal with people is if I physically traveled there. Now we don't have that. The Pony Express is extinct. Hello. We got the internet. We don't need these goddamn blood-sucking leeches. They're a moot point. Seriously. I really feel bad for people who take politics seriously. It's kind of sad in a way. Like, I hear these political shows and these people getting up in arms and yelling at each other because the left said this and the right said that. And, you know, you people look like a bunch of fools. You really do. You really do. You make fun of my show. You think I have no content? You think I'm not talking about anything of any substance? Do you really think the talking points on your show amount to an ounce's worth of fucking bullshit and this pile of beans of horse shit? That is the news media and all the talking points and all that crap doesn't mean shit. It really doesn't. It's all a diversion. This birth certificate, Donald Trump. It's all a bunch of smoke that these people are blowing up your ass to get you chit chatting about something to make you feel like you're really saying something. You're really making a difference because you've got all the talking points figured out. You know what? It's a bunch of horseshit. It's no more valid than fucking American Idol. I really don't see people who pay attention to all these political shows. Honestly, I don't see
how you're any better or any different than anybody that watches Dancing with the Stars. It's a bunch of horse crap. It's a bunch of manure. It doesn't mean shit, okay? There's a bunch of power elites that are running, that are pulling the strings, and they're going to do whatever they want to do. It doesn't matter whether they have a president that has a real birth certificate or not. In fact, they'll put up a president that doesn't have a real one, just to thumb it in your nose, all right? And you can stay on your little internet radio show and do your left versus right crossfire McLaughlin Hour report.
I didn't know this was turning into this shit. Jesus Christ.
Well, look, I'm trying to set this bitch straight because she thinks she's got it all figured out, all right? And I'm tired of the shit. I'm tired of being treated like I'm a fucking two-bit wannabe pimp who fucking is just a perverted one-trick pony, all right? I'm a lot more complex than that, you honey. And if you want to step to this, you got to bring a lot more game than that, sister. Now, what do you think about that, Melissa?
I actually love it that you're coming to the plate and actually talking about something serious rather than playing this game about having people on and trying to create something controversial that's not. And we can talk about serious issues that are actually very controversial. And that is what our country was founded upon, is about freedom of speech. And we are a republic, not a democracy. And that's where we actually do set up where representatives talk for us in the Congress and for votes. But we have an ability. We absolutely, through the republic that's been set up, have the ability to put pressure on our representatives, elected representatives, to have a voice for us in Congress. And the problem with direct democracy, of which you
talk
about,
too deep.
Is that,
I'm
that
out
we
here.
Cannot, we cannot.
Hey, old Reuter, hang on, bro. Hang on, old Reuter, hang on, relax. Oh, dude, he's gone, damn it. Fuck, dude. Dick, you're still there, right? Dick, hello? Shit, I lost
you
Dick.
You got Dick, baby.
All right, no, I still got Dick. All right. Ken, you're still there, right?
I think I'm going to cut out to bullshit.
Yeah, you know, we might just close up shop. I think you're right.
I thought this was disorderly conduct where it was supposed to be pointless and just have fun. It's listed under comedy and.
I know. Yeah, my bad. Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
And you know, somebody wants to call in and think that people don't know what. Anything about what's going on in the world today? Well,
yeah. Well, I mean, how dare we have a show and we don't talk about the pressing issues of the day? My God, do we not know what's happening in the world?
It's called stress relief, isn't it? You know?
Oh, no, I did that before the show, and it involved Dick, actually.
All I have to say is I didn't fuck it up. So I'm not going to worry about it right now. I'll worry about myself, and that's it.
Yeah. Hey, it's all good. It's Thursday. I'm Vince in the Bay. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. We'll be right back.
Come on, she said, why don't you come back to my house? She said, my
husband's out of town. You know he's gone till the end of the month. Well, I was just so nervous, you know I couldn't really quite relax. Cause I was never really quite sure when a husband was coming back.
Let me set this bitch correct straight here real quick. Let me do this for a second before I get back to the show. You know, Melissa Hopkins here just doesn't quite get it. Melissa Hopkins in the chat room says, "Well, stand up. When is the last time you called your local your elected official?" Well, I'll tell you what, Melissa. When was the last time you went down to your local elected official's fucking office? All right. Tell me and documented it all on film, all right? When was the last time you did that, Melissa? Here, why don't you chew on this? I'm going to post this in the chat room for you, Melissa. A little video for you. Yours truly, back in the Snaggletooth days. Check it out, sister. Chomp on that for a little bit. Suck on that, and then we'll bring you back on the show once you've adjusted your panties and your attitude.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Hey, Vince is back with Dick Burns, Ken Moore, and we have a new guest with us now, Phil Lope Latt. What's up, Phil? What's going on, bro?
Not much. Did Melissa go?
No, she's here. Do you have a question for her?
No, I think she's the same person I had a debate with the other night.
What was your debate with her the other night?
Well, it was over the power elite bankers who are controlling the planet. She didn't seem to believe that the banking industry has so much power. And, I was trying to illustrate that Yeah, they do. You know, they got the monopoly on the creation of currency.
Yeah. Well, isn't the old saying...
And we got FDR to thank for that, for getting rid of the gold standard.
Yeah, isn't the gold standard... The whole thing with the gold standard, though, is that he who has the gold sets the standards or whatever, or sets He who has the gold sets the rules or whatever.
Right, and the
you
gold
know,
standard...
Same thing with printing money. Printing, they have, you know, since they went off the gold standard... That turned into, you know, they have the finger on the printing press.
No. You see, you just contradicted yourself kind of in a way because he who has the gold, blah, blah, blah. So if we go on the gold standard, he who has the gold is still going to be in control. The problem is not that we're not on a gold standard. Because what the bank is doing is they're creating IOUs that we use in our commerce to make commerce fluent and all that. But they're charging us interest on these IOUs that they just create. So
they don't create the interest, so it's impossible to pay it back.
Right.
It's an infinite debt cycle. Yeah, I know, I get it. Again, I don't need a tutorial, and my show isn't about this. So you just fell into the same trap that she did. I'm not interested in. You actually should go like have a show together, unless people want to. I mean, I'm gonna do a show actually next week. You guys would be great to have on my show next week. I'm gonna do a show with these kids. They did this movie. It's called Silver Circle, and it's a futuristic, apocalyptic thriller thing. It's all set in the future when the dollar gets debased and is no longer the whatever the reserve currency, and all this currency battles ensue, and it's like Star Wars but with currency. So you guys would definitely, I think both Phil and Melissa, you guys should definitely come back next week when I have them on. I think it's going to be next Thursday, maybe next Thursday night, and it'll be earlier too, because the chick that's both of the people that are involved with the film that I'm going to have on, they're on the East Coast, and like my normal time is just way too late, so I'm going to do an early show for that. So I'll keep you guys posted on that. You'll enjoy that, but yeah, I think you guys need to get a room or something, but I. I'll tell you what, though. I'll give you guys a virtual room right here because the guy that I am, this is Disorderly Conduct. This is a caller-based show. You guys dictate what goes on here, the conversation and whatnot. And I understand that Phil has got a major erection for Melissa, and I believe Melissa is equally as moist for him. And since you guys don't have a show to... Or a place to do this on your own, I think I'll give you an opportunity, a venue here, if you will, to have a little alone time. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to set the clock for 2.5 minutes here and give you guys a little alone time. I'll put on some mood music. I'll dim the lights, and I'm going to go ahead and mute you guys here in 3, 2, 1. And you're Melissa and Phil. You're live with both of each other right now. Embrace.
Melissa.
Yes.
How you doing?
I love the music.
I love your voice.
So, you said you're very vocal about what you do.
Well, yeah, I'm not a very vocal person.
But you said you were.
Well, I mean in the sense of... my voice. I kind of have a stutter, in case you didn't notice.
Well, on occasion.
That kind of turns me on.
So what are you, what issue are you most passionate about, Ken?
Killing the bank industry.
Well,
that's not Ken. That's
not
Ken.
I might
not
be too far behind you on that one.
Melissa, that's you're not talking to Ken. You're talking to Phil. It's
I'm
Phil.
Sorry.
Focus.
Phil.
Melissa, focus.
I'm
Phil.
Sorry. I was getting.
It's just
I was getting
Phil.
Beat by
you can't even
Ken.
Right.
Phil's not my real name, so I don't. You know. It's not.
But
What, you want to go by Ken? You don't care.
Is it Philippa?
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Philippa from Spain. The handyman from Spain. Philippa.
I'm good with my hands.
Late at night by yourself?
As a matter of fact, yeah.
I think we need to insert some Dick into the situation. Hey, Dick, why don't you help these kids out? Stimulate this conversation here.
Dick is a rookie.
I don't know about this.
Dick is a rookie.
Hey, Dick.
Yeah.
That would be a new fag.
What's
He's a
up?
New fag. You got to talk his lingo.
Yeah, I'm a new fag. What's this, man? I don't vote. I don't follow anything.
Actually, I have a fag right now.
You know who might be good at...
In between my two fingers and my hands.
Oh. Wow. Hey, hang on, sister. You know who might be able to loosen up your sphincter clench a little bit less? Let me bring on Kent. Kent's got a lot of experience with this. Ken, why don't you talk everybody through this?
Is this a foursome now?
I think it is.
Well, it's kind of a train, really.
I thought they were gonna talk politics for this time, and obviously
neither
one of
them. Well, I'm
ready.
Are you?
Obviously, neither one of them's intelligent enough to do that, since they were going to debate each other.
I would talk politics in a second if I weren't muted. Am I muted?
No,
you haven't been muted.
No,
we've
okay.
We've been listening to your crap this whole time. Are you kidding me?
All right, so
we've been ignoring you half the time. We ignore you half the time.
What is
you'll
Ken's
shut
passionate
up.
About?
What is my what about?
You're
so passionate
you're so
about. What's
yeah.
your issue?
The intelligent Ken.
What's my issue?
Yeah. I mean, what are you most passionate about? Why? What drives you? What part of politics drives you?
This isn't a political show.
Oh. So, but obviously, I've
Melissa, is it really late where you are, or have you been drinking again?
No, I'm staying up all night for the wedding.
Oh, that's
I'm
right.
Gonna,
that's right. The whole.
I'm
going to
watch
thing.
The wedding.
Why would you want to watch something that our forefathers fought to get away from? That makes no sense to me.
It's a very good question.
And you call yourself you call yourself an American, but yet you're supporting a monarchy by watching that shit.
How am I supporting it? No, I'm...
By watching it. It's called ratings. You're supporting it by giving up ratings.
It's also called when men escape to watch sports. They escape their daily life to watch sports. And women are watching the wedding to get away from their daily life. They're wanting to watch this as a fairy tale, Cinderella story. And I have to work my fucking ass off every fucking day.
Yeah, and you're paying for
I'm not paying anything extra. I'm not paying anything extra except for staying up late.
Yeah, you are. But, hey, Dick Burns, can you give Melissa a donkey punch and... send her on her way.
No, I already know how to handle it.
I actually have a really good donkey punching technique. Also, on the note of the royal Twitter, I'm actually rehashing some of the best Princess Diana jokes, and I'm telling them every 15 minutes and tagging all the trending topics regarding the wedding. So Princess Di jokes on her all night long.
That's what's up.
Do you
have
know
you
what
got,
our...
Have you started them
do
already?
Do you know what our U.S. Constitution is based
yep.
on?
Can
anybody answer that?
I think it was written on hemp paper, if I'm not mistaken.
Right, but do you know what it's based on?
The Magna Carta.
Can anybody answer that question?
The Magna Carta, or whatever the. I know what it is. I know what you're saying. Yeah. What about it?
Well, it's called the Magna Carta that the English did, and that's what we have based our Constitution on.
And your point
actually, you are incorrect, ma'am.
No, I'm not.
Our form of government was set up to be a model, the same model that the Cherokee Nation had been under for years.
What you're talking about.
If you would read history, you would know that.
No, I know that. But do you know what the basic concept of why Thomas Jefferson initially, and then the Constitution later. The Declaration of Independence and then the Constitution later was so much based on the Magna Carta. Do you know why?
Please tell us.
It was the whole idea. It was the first concept ever with the Magna Carta to be separated from the government, in the sense that it was the people that created.
Hey, do you guys think she's a plant by Debbie Daly to purposely make my show boring? Hello? Is this thing on?
If so, hello? She's accomplished that task.
Debbie is brilliant. She's the ultimate troll. I can't believe it. Hey, you got me again, Deb. Here's looking at you, Debbie. Congratulations, you got me again. Fuck, how does she do it? All right, fuck this. All right, Dick Burns is on Twitter. Let me find this shit. Let me dial this in. I want to find out what he's saying on Twitter. What's the difference between Princess Di and Tiger Woods?
Are you asking me or?
No, I'm asking everybody else.
Okay.
Tiger lived?
No, Tiger's got a better driver.
Oh!
Cha-ching-ching!
Zing! Oh. All right, here's another one. William and Kate, did you hear that Princess Diana was suffering from PMS? Pulverized Mercedes syndrome. That's right.
Can
That's courtesy
I, can
of
I
Dick
tell
Burns.
You?
Thank you, Dick Burns. Courtesy, those jokes are courtesy of Dick Burns. Check him out on Twitter. It's X Dick X Burns X. That's Twitter.com.
You're damn right, baby.
Hey, Vince, can I tell you my favorite joke?
What's your favorite joke?
Two bumblebees have been flying around together, best friends forever. And they knew everything about each other, except one bumblebee didn't know one thing about the other one. And so he finally said to his best friend after all these years, he said, "We've been friends forever. We know everything about each other. But why do you wear that little black cap on your hat? On your head? What is that? What is it? Why?" And he said, "Well, it's a yarmulke." And he says, "A yarmulke? What is that? Why do you use it?" And he said, "Well, I wouldn't want to be mistaken for a wasp."
Very nice. Very nice. Well played.
Hey, Vince, what does world hunger and a Mercedes have in common?
Not sure. What?
Diana can't stop there.
Okay, you Patriot Greg, I didn't catch that. Say it again.
Yeah, I lost him.
Diana can't stop either.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
Check this out. How did they know that the driver of the Diana accident have dandruff?
What?
Found his head in, they found in shoulders in the glove box.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. They're cheesy. I mean, I'm tagging the trending topic.
I have the big question
of the night.
Oh boy, here it is. Go for it.
Vince, okay. You have the ultimate radio voice. Why aren't you on the level of Rush Limbaugh and the others?
I'm just getting warmed up, sister. Stick around. Take a
Rush
seat.
Is a billion.
Relax.
You've got the ultimate. I mean, you've got the radio voice.
Yeah, start preaching about right wing politics. You're guaranteed to make millions of dollars.
Yeah, I can get down
with a lot of. You'd be surprised. I can get down with a lot of right wing shit. For
yeah,
sure.
I find Vince, actually, in all honesty, an equal sparring partner.
Yeah,
I think
sell your soul.
I think he's quite articulate when he decides to cut out this bullshit.
Well,
on a faith.
Well, I'm happy to talk about politics on a political show, but I don't do a political show necessarily.
Hey, Dick.
You're an antagonizer.
Hey, Dick. Mr. Burns.
Yeah, what's good?
Princess Diana was once a kindergarten teacher. Did you know that? Now she's a history.
Yeah, now she's history.
Oh, that's so sick.
That's right, folks. We're celebrating the royal wedding, the lead up to the royal wedding. We're celebrating that by busting out Princess Di jokes. So send in your Princess Di jokes. If you can't call in, just go ahead and send me a personal message, and I'll read it on the air.
Thank you, Officer Assassin.
Appreciate your love in the chit-chat room, as well as Alcoholic, Donald Weber, Goofy Bone, Ken Moore, Matilda Blankets.
Who the hell is
Matilda Blankets? Holy moly, from the dead, Matilda Blankets is back. I love it. Melissa Hopkins, Patty Come Home, Philip Platt, and the Tech Peta.
I got a joke.
Go for it, bro.
Why did they call her Princess Di?
No.
Why?
That's all I got.
Yeah, that's the reaction you wanted. You got it too.
Hey, Dick, why did Princess Diana cross the road?
Why?
Because she wasn't wearing a seatbelt.
I still couldn't hear it.
Say it again.
Because she wasn't wearing a seatbelt.
Oh, that's so sick. You guys are sick.
You got to be sick to cope with this crazy damn world, you know?
Damn right.
Well, that's the only reason why I'm watching the wedding, is just to, you know, there's a lot of shit. I mean, in all honesty, I mean, I could not believe how much attention was being paid to the royal wedding when there was, you know, oh my gosh, what was happening in Syria.
Right, shut the hell up. We have a breaking news story, ladies and gentlemen. My old producer, it's been a long time, A. Monet, 28, I can't believe it. She's back from the dead. It's amazing. She's come back to me. I love you, A. Monet. It's been too long, sister. Thank you for joining me. I hope you're doing well. I'm glad to see. I was worried about you. I know you have a lot of stuff going on with you in your personal life, and it's good to see you back in the chat room. This has been kind of cool. The last week or so, a lot of old friends have been coming out of the woodwork and stopping through, and it's nice to see you, A. Monet. And if you got a minute, you should call in. It's been a while. It'd be nice to catch up with you and hear your lovely, lovely voice. Of course, Amy, she was a former producer of mine, the only producer I've ever had on this show. She was my producer for a little while, and then she abandoned me, and I've been producing it all myself. I'm a one-trick pony. It's just me. So I got some of my goddesses in the chat room. That's what's up. I really, really appreciate it. A. Monet, Matilda Blankets, and Patty Come Home. Good times. Good times. Good times. So if you want to join me, the lines are wide open. 347-826-7667 is the number. I have a nice solid panel with me here for the last part of the show. It's Dick Burns, Ken Moore, and Melissa Hopkins, and Phil O'Platt, or Loplatt, whatever. Phil. So, Melissa, why don't you really quick give us a quick Reader's Digest synopsis of your program, and when and where we can listen to that.
Well, it's called Straight Talk with Melissa Hopkins, and it's Tuesday and Thursdays 11 a.m., usually till noon, Eastern Standard Time. But what I try to do, I am an open conservative. I let everybody know that. But I feel like I'm a different kind of conservative. I come from the Pacific Northwest, and we have a very pioneer, open-thinking mentality out there. And so I like to have both left and the right on the show and let them talk, not cut them off. Let them talk. Let them finish their point. I'm so sick of 30-second or 10-second now sound bites from somebody. I like to have it unedited and open and let people speak their mind. I will challenge them when I feel like I need to. But I like to at least have people be heard. I'm just really sick of not letting people be heard. And I think...
Hey, Dick, do you got any new Diana jokes?
Yeah, just posted one, actually. It's,
no
shit.
Got to refresh.
What?
I just
yeah.
I have your page open. I just keep refreshing. Okay, here we go. Here's the latest. William and Kate. What's the difference between a Mercedes and a Porsche? Diana wouldn't be seen dead in a Porsche. All right. Let's see if Melissa Hopkins is still talking. I'm going to unmute her again.
I said that's so effing sick.
Oh.
I knew you were muting me.
Yeah, you got muted for a Princess Di joke.
A pretty good one, though. A pretty fucking good one. I have to.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the whole William and Kate thing.
So, William and Kate what?
Oh, William and Kate, I put that on every tweet because that's trending. And so if people search that or click over on the trending topic,
I love these young
get
guys.
Burnt, tell a Princess Di joke. So everyone's getting
trending.
I think people would get butthurt, but to be honest, I'm getting friends out of this because like I now have 7,700 friends, and it's just it was like 7,500 before I started doing Di jokes. So people love.
So Melissa, how many friends do you have on Twitter?
Not that many.
Yeah. A couple thousand.
No, hundreds.
I think she's not
hundreds. Hundreds.
I don't pursue it.
Yeah. It's not your thing. Of course. Got it.
Yeah, I probably should, but I don't.
Yeah, I think it's a great social networking tool myself. I wish everybody would just get hip to it. Well, actually, I don't know if I want people to get hip to it though. I kind of like having Facebook there for all the sheeple to just kind of congregate over there while the techies and the fucking warlocks and the people that know what the fuck's going on are teching out over on Twitter, and slowly the fucking herd is gonna migrate over to Twitter, but then we'll be on to some other shit, dude, like fucking Flutter. You ever heard of Flutter?
What's Flutter?
Oh, dude, you got to get on to some fucking Flutter, dude. I think I might have... Do I have it on here? Shit. Tell me I have it. No, I don't. Motherfuck.
Why did Elton John...
If you go on YouTube, go on YouTube and search for Flutter. Fucking hilarious.
Right.
I love it. What was that, Ken? You were going to say something?
I was wondering why Elton John sang at Diana's funeral.
Why is that?
Because the crash test dummies couldn't make it.
Oh. What does a Mercedes and a squid have in common? Nothing. You have to cut them both open to get the dye out.
That's wild, wild, wacky stuff.
Yeah, maybe I'll start posting them every 5 minutes. I have a freaking lot on my list here. People start hating Dick Burns. That'll be something new.
Yeah, bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks.
Oh, damn straight, baby.
Guys are nuts.
So Melissa, who's your next big guest in your show? Do you have like regulars like Crossfire? Is it always, or is it a revolving door? Or where?
I have two regulars that come on that are really true Washington insiders. I mean, these are the guys that are not in the panels who hear from their sources about what's happening. I actually have the sources.
I don't get down like that.
On my show. If you're into this kind of shit, you'll get the real chutzpah from the left and the right, from people who are on the ground working with Congress, working with members daily. And not to be boastful, but I've been here for 20 years, and God, Patty's really rude in the chat room.
Well, it's good you're not being boastful, because if I'd hate to see what that's like.
Yeah, so I won't even say it then. You'll just have to listen to the show.
I do listen to the show. I've heard your show many times.
What
do you
think?
Oh, drunk whore.
Yeah, I know. Patty's being really vicious.
Wait. Who are you calling? Who are you calling drunk? God damn it.
Patty is calling me a drunk whore.
No,
she's been saying that over and over again.
She's drunk. She's not a whore.
Oh.
It says,
great.
Patty come home.
Well,
here.
At least
Patty
I got one
home.
Of the two.
Patty come home and says, I'm sorry, but I don't speak cock in my mouth. And then Melissa, suck on my left teat.
I just saw that now. It just came out.
She's saying that you're a drunk whore and you use Xanax and sauce. That's your favorite combo.
Well, tell me how to get it.
Why? Did you run out?
I'm just trying to stay awake for the wedding. What?
Is your guy not available, your regular guy not available right now?
No, he's not.
We'll put the word out. My husband is sleeping up there. Hey, Melissa, since I got you here, would you like to play Tongue Twisters?
No, I couldn't do it.
Why not?
Hey,
I have no interest.
That means it would be funny.
Hey, Melissa, let's fuck with your husband while he's sleeping on the air.
No, I'm not willing to do that.
Just start licking his earlobe and let's see what happens. Put the phone up to his ear.
He is the most honorable guy I've ever met.
Why don't you draw a dick on his face with a Sharpie?
Just start sucking his dick.
Not my style. I'm not going to go there, guys. Sorry.
Oh, you will. You will.
No.
We have an update from Patty come home in the chat. It says, it's infused in your veins right now. And then she says, she is too retarded.
I feel sorry for people like that.
That's harsh.
I really do.
Wow.
And we are losing listeners by the second now.
Oh, man.
Why? Because it's funny, Vince, because...
What's funny?
Well, because your show is... I do listen to your show, too. Mm-hmm. But... I haven't
figured that out. I don't know why you listen to my show. I don't know why you torture yourself. You obviously are repulsed by everything all the content I have on my show, everything I stand for, obviously repulses you. You have nothing but harsh criticism for me. And yet you come back for more. I don't understand it. Are you glutton
for
punishment?
Well, no, it's funny. I like humor like everybody else. And I get your gig. I get it. I get your gig. But what happened? When I started talking about politics, where did this show go? It went totally towards politics. And I can see and I can hear in your voice your passion for it. And
I could go for days, but I don't aspire to have a political show here. I don't want to bore people with that. This is a late night talk show. I'd love to spoof it and satire, do satire.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Political satire.
We can make it funny.
Like that. Yeah, if I touch anything political here, I'm going to do it in sort of like a Saturday Night Live sort of way, hopefully.
But it's funny because when we first started talking about politics, though, you really started to get into it. I mean, that's exactly it was like a beeline to talk about it.
You heard me getting worked up about how ridiculous I think politics is. I was talking shit about politics in general.
Well, that's what we talk
I went through a phase of where I was really heavily into politics, and I got on Twitter, and I'd get little Twitter flame wars with people on the left and the right, and back and forth. And I thought I was really owning people on Twitter by out tweeting them and stuff. And it's just a bunch of garbage. Everybody thinks they know, they're a know it all, and nobody knows crap. All right, it's just a bunch of garbage.
We actually talked about that a lot on my show today. I don't know if you're listening today or not, but we talked about that. I mean, not every person can follow every issue at every second of the day. So you do.
Thanks, Debbie Daly. Appreciate it. Thanks for sending your mole over. I appreciate it. Thanks. I'm going to take a break and then wrap up the show in a second. I'm here with Dick Moore, Ken Burns, and Phil in the Bay, and Vince LaPlatte. We'll be right back.
Father, be no. tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
I just went to town on like a whole pack of Starburst. Oh, wow. I love Starburst. It's like the best thing in the world. They sell them in an extra large pack now, too, at the store down the street. I mean, this thing is like, it's as long as like two regular packs of Starburst. It's amazing. Fuck. So good. All right, let's see if this Melissa chick. What was that, Ken? Go ahead. You're going to say something?
I just fell in love with Patty Come Home.
Oh, yeah. What'd she say? What'd she have to say?
She's just cracking my shit up. She asked if you're. Have you ever seen a soggy taco? No. Ask Melissa to drop her depends and show you.
Oh!
Snap. Zing.
Snip.
Cold.
Ouch.
That shit's amazing.
Wow.
I guess the bright side is, you know, she's an old woman, so she never has to worry about being dry. All she's got to do is cough and she'll piss herself.
Yikes.
And they're gross.
What was that? What was that, Melissa? Melissa? Hello?
No, I said you guys are gross.
Oh. Yeah, what's new? Hey, that there's a new
flash.
Yeah,
I'm just hanging online to keep me awake so I can stay up long enough to watch the wedding. That's all.
I hope there's a wardrobe malfunction during the wedding. I want to see that chick's body.
This just in. The royal wedding is off, kids. That's right. The new royal couple to be, we're going to have intercourse for the first time tonight pre-wedding. They thought they jumped the gun. They were so excited. He had one waiting in the chamber for her, and he whipped it out, and she noticed that he was sporting about a three inch pecker, fully erect, and she called it off. She didn't care if it was a royal penis or not. She's going to pass on this one, so maybe next time, kids. That's it. Thanks for tuning in to the news and back to regularly scheduled programming. Sorry, Melissa. The whole thing's called off.
Oh, I wasn't listening. Sorry.
The wedding's off.
It's over. All right, let's see if we have... I'm going to refresh my Dick Burns Twitter feed and see if there's a new joke. Oh, here we go. Wait, is this... Yeah, this one's new. Okay. William and Kate, Buckingham Palace, Prince William has a shit hairline. What? Is this even a joke? We're just talking smack. What is this?
Prince William has a shit hairline. I was just trying to get other topics trending.
Oh, I see. Okay, I see. Why is dye like a mobile phone? They both die in tunnels.
Oh. That was the one I was trying to... get that I was working on.
You've got quite an audience now, Vince.
Yeah, dude. I think you're not tagging these things well. Because the way you should do more, hashtags. Just do instead of saying William and Kate, do William Kate as a hashtag. Do all these things as hashtags.
You got to learn me what the hashtags are when the show's over, man.
Well, you know that thing, the royal wedding? You know how
yeah.
That's got the number sign on the front of it? That's a hashtag. You made a hashtag out of that? Just do that with all the other keywords.
Okay.
It's like keywords or whatever, or like when you do in YouTube, you put like the search terms or whatever.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's the same idea, but you have to put that stupid number sign for it to show up as a search term. So use the regular text to be just like to say like where, to like the way I would do this is the way you have it there. Just leave the regular text. Why is die like a mobile phone? They both die in the tunnels, and then all the other shit before it. Make that like a hashtag, like a keyword hashtag type thing.
Like after the joke.
Or before or the middle, it doesn't matter. But it'll stand apart more from the joke because those other things, those keywords, will show up as links, as stuff you can click on, and the just the text, the content of the joke will stand out more on its own.
Oh, sweet.
You know what I'm saying? Because like when I looked at that, I didn't know that. I couldn't find the joke until I got halfway through it.
I'll put that shit at the end.
I care. You know what? This is what I'm going to do. I'm gonna retweet your thing, but I'm gonna do it the way I would have done it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I'm gonna school you real quick. See, figure out what I'm trying to fucking articulate here. All right.
What
so,
is your Vince in the Bay or VITP or?
Nah, dude. I'm doing some fucking Buckingham Palace, Prince William. Has a shit hairline. Nice. See, that's a hashtag. That's fucking a good one, dude. And people like to get quirky and funny because they know that these terms aren't really being followed, but they try to make up their own little one to be funny. And
yeah, that's what I was trying to do with the hair.
This is what I think you're more along the lines what you're trying to go for.
I hope he sees it too. He probably won't.
All right, I'm tweeting it. Wait. Okay.
Is there a chance that you guys like work on some like parasite banker jokes? I'm not a good joke writer, but
parasite banker jokes? I don't know. Hey, dude, I'm having these people from this Silver Circle movie on. They're big and the Fed people. And if you tune into that show next week when I have them on, they'd be great to bounce that off of.
Okay.
Did you tweet it?
I just tweeted it right now. Did you see it? Just go to twitter.com/VinceInTheBay and you'll see what
I see.
What part of the Bay do you live in?
That's the way I would have done it, dude. That's like Twitterized right there.
Vince is right there in the shit, right in Haight and Ashbury. He's right there.
Yeah, I'm in Haight, Ashbury, Upper Haight, in San Francisco. Why? What's up? You want to get down, sister? Let's get this. Let's do this. Let's get this. You need the digits? What's up? I'll give you my pager number. You can meet me on the corner.
There's nothing. That's
is somebody
nothing
asleep?
New for
is that,
her.
Kent Moore, are you sleeping?
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Hey, it's all right. It's all right. It happens on this show a lot to people.
Melissa has really worked
it. All right, you're Patriot Greg. Greg. Thanks for coming out, Ken. I appreciate it, dude. We're going to shut this down
Patriot
here.
Patriot Greg. He actually listens to my show a lot.
And he Patriot would. Greg.
Yeah, that figures. That's a news flash. All right, let's take.
You should totally end it with Patty come home's chat session there. She's
oh, really?
Going down.
Oh, shit. All right, I'm going to check that out.
No
1 second.
It says, I felt that Melissa is one of those old chicks around with a dildo in her purse, a rapid masturbator in her old age. Melissa, migrate to cyberskin. You need to get away from nylon dildos. As women get older, they find it harder to get stimulation from their dildos. Judging by Melissa's age, I would bet anything she has a huge dildo in her purse.
All right.
Damn, that's winning.
All right, let's take a call here. I got somebody on the 111. What's up? You're on the air.
Hi, Vince.
Holy shit. It's Liza.
Hey,
Liza, what's up, Liza?
How are you?
Cut the music for a second. It's Liza, for Christ's sake. Crying out loud. Liza, what's up?
Hi, Vince. I just thought I'd say hello to Melissa. I like her show.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And you know what I want to tell her?
What? What's that?
Back off.
Balls to you, you whore! Balls to you!
Well, there
I don't
you
get
go.
It.
Well, that's Liza. That's her way of showing affection here. She's a regular here. That's just her way of saying she welcomes you to the family here on late night VTR. So.
Oh, great! Yeah. I think I'm getting used to late time VTR.
Well, good. Yeah. In fact, Liza would probably be a good guest for your show, I'm sure. So you might want to, if you want to help booking her, I can probably set that up.
You can. Your people will talk to my people.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, we're going to cut out here in a second. I just want to say thanks a lot for being such a good sport tonight, Melissa. It really was a pleasure to have you. And shouts to you. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Thanks, everybody else, for tuning in. Thanks to Dick Burns, Ken Moore, Phil O'Platt, everybody in the chat room, especially A-Monet28. I miss you, girl. So glad to see you there. Thanks to everybody else for tuning in. Matilda Blankets, I love you too. Patty, come home. All the goddesses, bless you all. Thank you. Good night. Check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceOfTheBay. Until then, I'll see you in the archives or again tomorrow night for Freeball Friday. Peace.